Ngempela namhlankosi ngiyamangala ukuba wena wawungekho ngabe ngafsala endleleni ngangena lapho kuthiwa kungenwa khona ngaphinde ngaphuma lapho kuthiwa ngeke ngiphume khona. This is the song that was requested by Pastor Mamsi. Ngizokhuluma naye la. Just let me give you a brief background of who she is. She was born in Free State and grew up in Charleston and in Duduza. She graduated from the University of Fort Hare and currently serves as an alumni at Fort Hare University. Her book is titled Revisit the Mirror. She has donated 10 books to Fort Hare University for the Nosicelo Mthembeni Gender-Based Violence Project. She is a founder of Mamusa Educational Institute and involved in many educational projects aimed at empowering the youth, women, as well as college and university dropouts. She advocates against women and children abuse. She is a mentor, a philanthropist, businesswoman, and an educator. She received recognition in various awards, and including Business Woman of the Year. This is a woman who has broken the silence and became the change that she wanted to become. Welcome, Pastor Mamsi, to the throne room. It's such an honor to host a woman of such a diverse nature, a woman of such a caliber. I am so excited that I will be talking with you this morning. Please greet my listener at home and just give us I know that I have said something about you, but truly you can introduce yourself a little bit better than I have done. Welcome, Agwande.
Agwande, sisi. Agwande. This time.
Yes.
And thank you very much for this opportunity to host me on your show.
Yes,
ma'am. I'm an entrepreneur also.
Yes.
I also do youth programs whereby I use my school.
Mm-hmm.
As in entry for all the dropouts around South Aduza.
Yes.
Those who dropped out from colleges and universities,
wow.
I assist them to go back to school,
yes,
and to complete their degrees and diplomas and
wow.
graduate.
Wow.
At the moment, I've helped 8 already have graduated
wow.
and joined
wow.
the public school.
Wow.
I'm also a change agent.
Yes.
I work with elderly people. I donate blankets.
Mm.
I also supply food parcels to them.
Mm-hmm.
I also hold a very important indaba with the boys. It's
okay.
called
mm.
conversation with my son.
Mm.
The thing is, I am not my father because most of the time
mm.
we focus on women
mm.
and then
yes.
the pain.
Mm.
But the pain is caused
mm.
by somebody.
Mm.
If maybe we can talk to boys
Yo.
And then educate them, mentor
yes.
them, so that they grow up knowing
mm.
you see, they shouldn't do what their fathers did
mm.
because
mm.
they are not their fathers.
Mm.
Then it will be easier to lessen up gender-based violence
wow.
and abuse.
Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor Mamsi. I am so much happy that you are touching and you are working with boys as well because, you know, gender-based violence, when you try to track down, you know, the course of it, you find some of the, because most of the times we relate kakhulu gender-based violence with men and forgetting, you know, the word gender per se, but most of the time wherein you find men are there, it's the men who grew up without fathers in their lives. And so much, and thank you so much for doing what you are doing. God bless you. So already you have given me a bit of your background of what you do. But on today's interview, I would like us more to focus on the very interesting book that you have written. It's called Revisit the Mirror. What an, you know, enticing title. So I want you to tell me, where did you get the strength from and what do you mean? Because it says re, it does not say visit the mirror. It says revisit the mirror. What inspired this title? Let's just talk about the title of the book.
Yeah, revisit the mirror. The title came to me around 2013, 2014.
Okay.
I was hosting a women's conference.
Right.
So it came to me. Then I said, no, I think I'll have to write a book about this one, because when looking at it, you can expand it into many things. We as people, as human beings, especially women, we love mirrors. Mirror is our thing.
You know, the other day I was counting mirrors in my house. You'll be surprised.
Yes, there's countless. Even our phones have mirrors,
you
know? Yeah, so we look ourselves on the mirror any same time. So now I decided that, no, let me just revisit the mirror which is my past.
All right.
I looked into my past life and then how it was, why it was the way it is. So I looked at all the trauma, all the abuses that I've gone through, both as a child, as a youth, as a woman, as an adult, also as a married woman. Then I said, if I see this on the mirror, because I have a purpose to live, what is it? Now, do I want to live with what I see on the mirror that I've revisited? I said, no, I don't want to live with this. So I'll sit down and find God and find out my purpose in life. And then there's this something very powerful, the power of forgiveness.
Wow.
Then I said, God, because you forgave me in being a sinner, let me just forgive and let go of all the perpetrators. Then in that way, I'll be able to go back to the mirror. And you know, I found something very much interesting. Towards the end of the book, it will tell you. But when I look at the mirror now, I saw something, a different person, a different human being.
Yeah.
A very bubbly, a very, a 55-year-old, but who looks like a, I look like a,
my goodness, you're so gorgeous. You're very gorgeous. You are gorgeous, so are you, that I can attest to, yes.
Yes, it's God's grace. There are so many, that's why I asked you to play that song. So many incidents where I could have died because of gender-based violence. But God saved my life. God said no. So I'm using that to tell women that it is possible with God. Anything is possible. Whatever He promises in His way, His promises are yes and amen to Christ Jesus. It's a healing therapy, actually, the book.
Amen. So basically, Revisit the Mirror, it's your life experience. It's about your life experiences.
Yes, it talks to my life experiences in the bio.
Okay.
It talks about my life experience, all the whole journey, and also the changes that came about to push me to where I am today.
Is there any particular chapter which stands out for you?
The chapter that stands out for me is that one which says the prison of love.
Okay.
That's where most women find themselves in. That's where most women stay in. And you stay there thinking that you are in love, thinking that you are loved. Because you'll get flowers, you'll get chocolate. After every beating, you'll get chocolate, you'll get flowers. But then the following day, you get beaten again. So not being aware that you are in prison.
You're in prison.
So we know people to be in prison when they are locked up. But emotionally, physically, we are in prison.
So how do you reach out to those now who are still prisoners of love? They are out there, they have lost hope in life, but they're still there, still in prison as we speak now.
There are husbands who keep people in prison. There are boyfriends, there are partners these days, people call them partners. There are partners.
Yes.
So they keep them in prison. And I want to tell you, in both sexes, even the homosexual, I had one guy say, hey, you know, I mean, I didn't know that this thing is real even with us. I thought I was escaping that because I was hurt by men.
Okay.
Then I decided.
Sure. So you get to interact with these people. Won't say women, because right now you're saying you have had someone talking from the with the homosexual groups, right? So it's not only women that you're talking to.
Yes, I talk to everybody. The book talks to everybody.
Nice one.
So
nice
you find people buying books and then coming back to saying to me, I'm this gender, but I've read your book, and your book speaks to me. And I need healing, I need assistance, I need guidance, I need counseling. I also find men, the one guy who also got a book. And then he came back and said, you know what, mama? I've been doing this. I thought it's normal. Because I grew up my father doing it. Yeah, I thought it was more normal. I grew up my father doing it to my mother. So that is the way of reprimanding her. And he said, I'm sorry. How can I reverse the whole thing and start on a new page? I don't know how I want to do it.
Thank you so much, for that light. You know, someone saying, I thought it was normal. How deep is that? Yo, how many who are still saying this out there? How many men who are still saying this, who still look at women and think as in it is okay to beat a woman? And they are children growing up, you know, witnessing all those things. Okay, mom, look, moving forward, you know, looking at the current situation in our country, these days, I'm so worried. These days, suicide is becoming a norm. I wonder if you have noticed. Would you say, from your experience and from your observation of life, would you say that we are broken as a nation?
Definitely, we are a broken nation. Mm. But especially because our church doesn't want to talk about it.
Our church.
And it is the church that made me to stay for 20 years in such a broken relationship.
Oh, wow.
Because the church will only quote one verse.
Yeah.
God hates people.
Eish.
So you stay there. Hmm. And I've seen women being buried because of that.
Hmm.
You can't go to church and say, I'm being abused. Don't say,
Autobi,
you must be submitted.
Sure.
You know, I don't know. Until I've lost count of the way, the meaning of the way.
My goodness. Oh.
So it is, we are very broken.
Hmm.
And it's what made me to start this boys' seminar. Because
I think
we can now involve boys.
Yeah.
So that what they witness at home. Because most of them is because they are broken.
Mm.
You know, one this other guy said, I'm doing it because my father did this to my mother.
Mm.
So I'm angry. So in a way, it's not that he wants to beat his wife.
Mm.
He wants to pay revenge for his mother. That he was not able to protect his mother while his father was doing that.
Mm.
You know, sickness also.
Mm. Sure. We still have a long way to go. And thank you for the initiative. You know, thank you for, you know, loving the boy child. You know, this really touches me so much. Thank you so much for going out there and teach them, you know, the foundation of love. And I know, Mama, in the interest of time, let's quickly touch on this one. I know that there is an envisaged book tour coming up in Emalahleni on the 12th, right? On the 12th of March. Yeah. So tell us just more about it, how people can come and listen to your story and perhaps be able to buy the book and get the first-hand experience from you. So when someone comes to this event, what will they expect and what will they come out with? What will they take home?
I said in the beginning, I used the book as a tool. Therapy.
All right.
So whoever that should be coming,
mm-hmm.
broken as they are, with all the scars and the wounds of the past, they'll go out healed.
Mm-hmm.
Because you first have to be healed emotionally. You first have to listen to somebody who goes, I've gone through a lot. There's a lot that I've got to come, an 8-year-old teenage girl.
Mm-hmm.
So now they'll come out with having been empowered.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come out having let go, because these women, most of the time they become suicidal, and then ending up killing themselves because of a certain man or a boyfriend or a partner that has done so many things to them, and then they feel inferior. They no longer see them in themselves. I'm helping women to recognize themselves, to uplift their self-esteem, and to see value in themselves, and to find their purpose. The most important thing is to find their purpose in life, to Christ, to Jesus. That's what I'm preaching. People have to find their purpose in life, because we're not here just for fun. We're here to live our purpose so that one day when we leave this world, we'll have left a legacy for our children. But we'll be here.
Hence, revisit the mirror. Wow. How can we get hold of you if someone wants to come? What to do?
If they want to follow me, I'm on Twitter. At Ndalani Mamsi. I'm on Instagram at Ndalani Mamsi. I'm on LinkedIn, Mamsi Mashinini Ndalani. I'm on Facebook, Mashinini Ndalani Mamsi. And then I'm on WhatsApp, 084-527-4015.
Thank you so much, Mama. It was a pleasure to talk to you. Is there any message that you'd want to pass across before I let you go?
I want to say to all our girls, you are the best thing that you've ever been.
Wow.
That's the last chapter in my book.
Wow.
You are the best thing that has ever happened in this world.
Wow.
No one is like you.
Wow.
So look into your inside. Step into your inside. Unleash your potential. You, there's greatness within you. That's why you're still alive anyway.
Amen.
Because if there wasn't anything God deposited in you, you'd be dead by now. And one clap is enough for you to say no and to run away and never look back. Because the second one will be a coffin.
Prevent so the clap even. Prevent it from happening even. Sorry to come in there whilst you were still talking. Yes, Mama, continue. Yo, this is the woman in me now coming out.
Coming out, yeah.
Okay, Mama, continue to share your last words.
So I want to say God loves them so much, so they need to love themselves back.
Amen.
There's nothing that people love. If you love yourself, you see yourself as a valuable person. And then please live your purpose in life. I found my purpose in life.
Yes.
You know, I'm the founder of a school today.
Yeah.
Not because I'm smarter than any other person. I normally tell them. But it's because I allowed God and I said yes to my purpose to serve. That's how I'm serving.
Thank you so, Mama. It's such an honor to have you. May God continue to use you to empower many more young people out there and many women who are prisoners of love, even men who are prisoners of love. Thank you so much. May God graciously bless you as you continue to live your purpose. We love you here at Radio Langa City. Akwandi.
Thank you very much. God bless you, Melissa.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was Pastor Mamsi Mashinini Ndlalani talking about her book, Revisit the Mirror, rather. And I'm letting her go, and I am ushering her out with a beautiful song by Thembisile, which really speaks about what she was talking about. Thembisile saying, "Save me." Please do enjoy Akwande.
Radio Langa, playing what we want. Your number one hit music radio station.
He told me to between him and God. Tony, I'll never choose between my God. He beat me and kicked me and swear at me.
Save me from this cruel
snare.
Save my life.